You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
One more item. Here's something a lot of us have in common. Broken appliances. Broken air conditioner. Broken down heating system. Broken down washer dryer. Broken down refrigerator. And if you're a homeowner, you know just how expensive it is to get one of those things fixed, let alone what happens if more than one appliance breaks down at the same time. Well, if you're a homeowner, you can get all of your appliances on a warranty plan that guarantees protection for all of your home appliances in case they break down. And best of all, it will only cost you about $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club at 800-264-3168, 800-264-3168. The call is free, and if you're one of the first 25 callers, your first month membership in the Home Service Club will also be free. Home Service Club, warranty plan, guarantees protection for all of your appliances for less than $1 a day. 800-264-3168, 800-264-3168.
Hi, this is John Barber, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
Brad Robertson, welcome back to TV Confidential, radio talk show about television. If all goes well, we will be talking to America's master mimic, Rich Little, in the next couple of minutes. At least that's what I've been told. And wait, I think we have Rich. Is this Rich on the line?
No, this is not Rich. This is Johnny Carson calling from heaven. Will you accept the charges?
I will accept the charges. It's not every day I get a chance to talk to the king of late night.
Okay.
How are you doing, sir? I'm calling from Southern California, where the air quality has been awful because of the fires. I'm hoping the air quality in heaven is celestial.
Air quality is not good.
Even in heaven?
I went out. Oh, we're still talking to Johnny Carson.
Yeah. Oh, we can do whatever you want. we are talking to Rich Little. Rich, if all goes well, Rich will be going back and forth between Rich himself and some of the many people, the many arsenal of voices that he has accumulated over the years. Rich will be giving a virtual performance from Las Vegas on Thursday, October 15th. We'll tell you all about that in just a second. But as long as we're checking in, the air quality in Vegas is not good as well. I'm sorry to hear that.
No, I went outside this morning and took a breath and chipped a tooth.
Wow. Well, hopefully the sky will clear and things will be better during this incredibly crazy time that we're in.
We're going through some terrible times, aren't we, right now with the COVID and then all those fires and all those hurricanes and tornadoes and everything. It's a terrible time right now.
It is a terrible time, but fortunately, people like you, entertainers such as you, have adjusted their game plan and have taken to the virtual arena, so to speak. And Rich will be giving his very, very first virtual performance called Rich Little Virtually Speaking, direct from Las Vegas at a socially distant location on Thursday, October 15th. Do you prepare for this any differently?
Yeah, I'm working on it every day. And it's going to be on the 15th of October at 5:30 in the evening, that specific time. And if you want to get tickets to watch me, go to stageit.com and put my name in the search. Or go to my Facebook page.
Yeah, stageit.com, search for Rich Little. You can also find out about it on Rich's Facebook page or Rich's website, therichlittle.com, therichlittle.com. And Rich, it always gives me comfort when I know I'm talking to the Rich Little versus any other Rich Little.
Well, you never know who I'm going to be. You know, I'm a whole bunch of people. When people see me coming down the street, they say, here they come. I, I do about 100 impressions, and the show I'm going to do, for virtually speaking, I'll probably do about 20.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, the last time you visited us, Rich, this was a couple of years ago. Donald Trump was just about to take office, and if I remember correctly, you had not quite mastered his voice yet. I imagine, is he part of your arsenal now?
Well, yeah, it's not a great impression because his voice is not that distinctive. You know, it changes. When he's speaking in a rally, it's quite a different voice from the personal Donald Trump, you know, one-on-one. But he's an interesting personality to do. I'm working on Joe Biden, too, you know.
You just anticipated one of my questions. So on average, Rich, on average, how long does it take for you to get a voice down where you feel comfortable to perform it?
Well, you know, I like with Joe Biden, I just listen to him over and over and over and over and over and get it into my head. And it's a tough voice to do, too. You know, I'm not sure people even know what he sounds like. I mean, he's having trouble doing himself right now.
Of course, you know, in the event he wins the election in November, you got all the more time to get it down to where you feel comfortable performing it.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Rich Little is on the line with us. Rich Little, America's Master Mimic. Rich is getting ready for his very, very first virtual performance called Rich Little, Virtually Speaking, direct from Las Vegas at a socially distant location on Thursday, October 15th, beginning at 8:30 Eastern Time, 5:30 Pacific Time. Rich Little, Virtually Speaking, will be directed by our mutual friend Allison Arngrim, with musical direction by Dan Ellis and set design, camera, and sound by Dency Freery. Tickets are $15. $15. You can order them through stageit.com. Stageit.com. For more information, you can go to Rich's page on Facebook or therichlittle.com. Therichlittle.com. $15. That's a bargain. That's a bargain. So if you want to see Rich and, you know, 20 of his very, very best impressions from his arsenal of voices, Thursday, October 15th, stageit.com for tickets and more information, stageit.com for tickets and more information. The show will be directed by Allison Arngrim. Have you worked with Allison before?
No, I haven't. Of course, I've seen her on Little House on the Prairie, you know, but I've never met her before, so I'm looking forward to doing that. She's quite a remarkable woman. She really is. And a great actress, too.
Very, very much so. I have an idea of how an actor and director work together in movies and on television. Is that relationship much the same when you prepare a live stage performance with your director?
Well, you know, I mean, I'm pretty well doing my own material, so they have no idea what I'm going to do. Sometimes I don't either. You know, I'll probably do a couple of new voices, like Dr. Phil, and I'm doing William Devane.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I'm doing William Devane from the commercials, you know.
Okay, so this will be William Devane as William Devane versus William Devane doing John Kennedy, because he played Kennedy once upon a time.
Yeah, well, I'm doing Roslyn Capital, you know.
Okay.
You know, you see that commercial all the time. And the other one you see all the time is that pillow guy, you know?
Yes. Yes, yes.
Every 10 minutes, you know?
So
William Devane is interesting because you remember, or I'm sure you've seen the commercial where he goes, "I buy my gold from Roslyn Capital every chance I get. I buy from Roslyn because I trust them. Roslyn will beat any coin at any price at any time. But if you don't want to buy from Roslyn Capital, go to your nearest bank. You'll already be wearing a mask, so you can take out about $30,000 or $40,000 worth of gold. Roslyn Capital. I trust them.
William Devane is one of the voices that you'll likely hear from Rich Little during his virtual performance. Rich Little virtually speaking Thursday, October 15th, beginning at 8:30 Eastern Time, 5:30 Pacific Time. Tickets are $15. For tickets and more information, stageit.com, stageit.com, or therichlittle.com, therichlittle.com. This is kind of a stupid question. Let me ask it anyway. Dan Ellis will be the musical director. Will you be singing, or will one of the characters you'll be performing as singing, or is the music kind of an interlude in between characters?
Well, when I do somebody, that, you know, he'll play a little theme music. If I do Jack Benny, you know, he'll play Jack Benny's theme song, and George Burns, I'm going to be singing as George Burns, so he'll have little touches of music in the show. But I'm not going to do any real singing impressions because, you know, we don't have an orchestra. They won't fit into my house. But
just enough music to kind of set the mood for us to listen to George Burns or Jack Benny or whomever's going to pop into your head at the moment.
Yeah.
I said this to you last time, Rich. I'll say this to you again. One of the cool things about you is, I mean, not only you and what you do, but your wonderful book, Little by Little, is that you really are a conduit between, like, the golden age of Hollywood and the golden age of television up and through today. I mean, especially so many of the great movie actors who may, you know, get lost in the shuffle because of all the information we have right now. You keep them alive, and you are a conduit for really the history of entertainment.
Well, you know, I came along at the right time because, you know, the 70s, and variety was very popular in the 70s. You know, and I did about 30 variety shows in the 70s,
mm-hmm.
Some of them a couple of times, because everybody had a variety show. It was amazing how many there were. There are none today, but there were a lot of them, and I did a variety show every couple of weeks. And even I had a variety show for a while. So, you know, I came along at the right time. And then later on, I started to do talk shows like Johnny Carson and Mike Douglas and Merv Griffin, you know. And then I did a lot of dramatic things, too. I played a murderer on The Police Woman,
mm-hmm.
and also Hawaii Five-0 with Jack Lord. So, you know, I've had a very interesting career. It wasn't all impressions, but mostly. But I did do some straight acting as well.
Yeah, in fact, if I remember correctly, even though you always had the ability to mimic people from when you were a kid, you know, when you decided to become an entertainer, you studied to become an actor. So when you think about it, and you tell me if I'm wrong, even when you're slipping into Jack Benny or slipping into John Wayne or slipping into Clint Eastwood, you're approaching it as if you are an actor playing a character, correct?
Well, yeah, that's very true. That's very true, you know, because when you're doing a scene from a movie or something, you have to do it the way the actor did it. And you know, there were some pretty good actors back in that, certainly in the 40s. That was a great time to imitate people because everybody was larger than life. You know, Clark Gable, Gary Cooper, Humphrey Bogart, you know, Jimmy Stewart. They were easily identified because they always played the same part. You know, and it's different today. Today, actors play different parts, but Clark Gable was always Clark Gable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was easier to do a Clark Gable because he never changed, you know?
Rich Little is on the line with us right now. Rich Little is playing the part of talk show guest, and we're talking about his upcoming virtual performance, his very first virtual performance called Rich Little, virtually speaking, direct from Las Vegas on Thursday, October 15th, beginning at 8:30 Eastern Time, 5:30 Pacific Time. Tickets are $15. For more information, stageit.com, stageit.com, or the Rich Little.com. Rich is also the author of Little by Little, Celebrities I've Known and Been, which is a collection of stories and anecdotes of some of the many notable showbiz figures and politicians that Rich has impersonated over the years. In many cases, Rich became good friends with these people, such as Jack Benny, George Burns, Jimmy Stewart, John Wayne, Robert Goulet, Johnny Carson, Orson Welles, and Ronald Reagan. Little by Little is available at richlittle.com, amazon.com, wherever books are sold online. All proceeds from the sale of Little by Little will support our veterans by way of the Gary Sinise Foundation. So it's a great, I mean, and I have a copy of Rich's book. It's a wonderful book for reasons, you know, we talked about a little bit earlier, Rich, because you know, not only you share stories of your friendship with these people, but you really give your readers a sense of the history of the bygone era. And so it's a wonderful way to spend the time, and you're supporting our veterans at the same time.
Yeah, well, I've always been, supportive of the troops,
mm-hmm.
you know, and Gary Sinise has done a wonderful job. And so all the money that I get from my book, I give to the troops. And you can't do enough for the troops, really, you know.
You cannot do enough for the troops, and all book sales from Little by Little will support our troops by way of the Gary Sinise Foundation. Little by Little, available at richlittle.com, amazon.com, wherever books are sold online. I understand that some of your favorite impressions over the years include Jack Nicholson, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Clint Eastwood. Who are some of your audience's favorites?
Well, you know, it's amazing because, you know, people remember a lot of the old-time actors. Of course, it depends on your age,
mm-hmm.
you know. Young people today have no idea who Clint Eastwood is or John Wayne or Jimmy Stewart, except if you watch old movies.
Yeah.
Then it's a different story. But, you know, you've got to keep up to date. So I do a couple of current people, but basically I do the ones that were great years ago, you know. One of my favorites to do is Andy Rooney.
I'm nodding. I mean,
Rooney of 60 Minutes. Here's something that puzzles me. How do deer know to cross at those little yellow signs? Deer can't read. That's stupid. Here's another thing. If you're scared half to death twice, what would happen to you? If a turtle loses his shell, is he naked or homeless? I wonder, in court, can a deaf person get a hearing? I've got about 100 of those. I love those.
Andy Rooney is just one of the many voices in Rich Little's arsenal that he'll be sharing. He'll be slipping in and out of on Thursday, October 15th, as part of Rich Little Virtually Speaking, which starts at 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific time. Tickets are $15. For tickets and more information, stageit.com, stageit.com, or therichlittle.com, therichlittle.com. We'll continue our conversation with Rich when we come back. Among other things, we'll talk about Rich's friendship with Barry Morse and David Jansen. Plus, we'll ask Rich what might be on his schedule later in 2020. All that and more when we continue our conversation with Rich Little here on TV Confidential.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.